How's everyone doing? Great day so far? A lot of learning? Good? Okay. Who are in my last session, like a few hours ago? Okay. Thank you so much for coming back. Okay. I should have special gift for people stay on both sessions. So welcome to the session. This is where we are going to talk about if you want to deliver video to Windows 8. Regardless, you are doing a web application or native Windows Store app, what are some of the ways, key technologies to doing that? And my name is Mingfei, and I work in Redmond product team with Microsoft as a program manager. So I work with the product team to build features for you guys to use, and we ship service. Today's agenda for this session, it's pretty straightforward. Firstly, we want to talk about some of the challenges for providing good video experience, and also how could Windows Azure Media Services helps. And then we are going to move on to the device side, that what are some of the rich stories we have, what kind of player framework we provide to you to build an application onto different platforms, not only limited to Windows 8. And then we are going to talk about Windows 8 specifically. What kind of way that you can stream video onto Windows 8 and Windows 8.1, some of the new changes coming on the brand new platform. And we are going into detail about Windows 8 player framework allows you to build a native video application on the platform. And lastly, we are going to talk about some of the advertising options. If you want to do video ads, how could you do that and how could our service helps? Okay, I guess there's quite a lot of things that we are going through today. And firstly, I want to talk a little bit about media industry. It's really a very challenging space. Why do I say so? But at the same time, it's also very exciting. There are statistics shows that there are more than 100 million households owns connected TV now, which means the TV can connect it to the internet and doing some kind of video streaming. 50% of the people own a smartphone, which is capable of streaming video, and 19% of them owns a tablet to watch content. And most interestingly, that 80% of the people multitask while watching TV. So you guys do that too, right? So you can pretty much get more engaged with the video content that you are watching. And Cisco shows that there will be more than 10 billion connected mobile devices by 2016, that's 3 years later. The key words here is mobile and connected, which means your audience probably can watch your video content anytime, anywhere, any devices they want, regardless 3G, 4G, broadband, or you know, no matter what kind of device they are on. And you have to go to where your audience goes, right? That's how you make sure your business is successful. And however, that's the fragmentation you have to deal with in video space. When talking about video, 90% of the video are still delivered through the web, some type of browser. And 99% of them use some form of plugin, such as Silverlight or Flash, to deliver the video content. However, this doesn't really work well with mobile browsers plugin, right? Usually mobile browser doesn't support any plugin. You can never use iOS to play back Flash media player. That just doesn't work. And that's why when HTML5 just comes in, it created a lot of hypes because people, you know, you saw video tag. You are like, wow, is that a cross-platform solution? The answer is still a little bit too early to say because only very few HTML5 players support adaptive streaming. Most of them are progressive download. And therefore, if you want to produce adaptive streaming video content, you want to put up DRM protection, for instance, you pretty much have to build an application on different devices. And that's very costly, right? So all this pretty much just so much for people like us that are trying to deliver good video experience onto different platforms. And that's why we, Windows Azure Media Services, we heard your problems. And we know that at the end of the day, you want to deliver high quality video content onto any device, anywhere, anytime. And we are trying to be, when we build a service, we are trying to be format agnostic. From the backend perspective, we try to provide all kinds of adaptive streaming format that you need here. And we are trying to be protocol agnostic. We support HTTP now, but also we want to support RTMP in the future. And lastly, we want to be DRM agnostic. Regardless you're using PlayReady, content protection, or Adobe SS, we are trying to be able to support that. So at the end of the day, we want to be able to reach any endpoint with best possible format, protocol, and DRM for it. So what exactly we have in the rich story that, you know, some of the player framework enables you to build application quickly. The very first layer is the web. That's the majority of way that video gets delivered. Firstly, we have a smooth streaming player framework for Silverlight, enable you to build up a Silverlight application to play back smooth streaming content with content protection. So this player framework has been there for over 3 years in the industry, and it has been used by a lot of well-known events such as London Olympic or Sunday Night Football for NBC. And the second one we have is we know there are a lot of Flash media player there. We added a capability for Flash player to play back smooth streaming and as well as MPEG Dash in the format of OSMF plugin. And also HTML5, which I'm going to talk about in demo later. We have HTML5 player framework available a few years ago for providing a lot of higher level functionality for progressive download. And there is a brand new thing just announced a few months ago with IE11 to support MPEG Dash, which I will show you guys the Dash.js player later. And the second tier is for supporting app development for playing back smooth streaming. We have, if you want to build a Windows 8 native video app, you can use our smooth streaming player framework to enable smooth streaming playback with PlayReady content protection. And also we have a brand new support on MPEG Dash for Windows 8 player framework. And the second one is Xbox. Right now, more than 90% of the media application on Xbox uses this player framework. That's the best way to get adaptive streaming onto Xbox platform with or without content protection. And lastly, TV and setup box. That's very specific that we ship this porting kit in C++. So any setup box could pretty much develop on top of that to enable smooth streaming playback with PlayReady content protection. One of the examples is Roku setup box in the States, or Samsung TV, all of them implemented this porting kit to be able to playback smooth streaming. And last layer is the mobile that we have Windows Phone support, clearly. And also we have Android phone, which that's the only one that we don't really have a first-party support for now. We have partner that build up a player framework for playing back smooth streaming. And lastly is iOS. We have support in that area as well. And I would say if I would leave with you for this slide for today, that's probably the most important slides to really show you guys the effort we put in to enable you provide very consistent experience to your user regardless which platform you choose. And also you can see smooth streaming is the first priority, you know, the adaptive streaming format that we wanted to support, but we are adding a lot MPEG Dash support onto the player framework as well. And I'm going to go into detail to talk about HTML5 and Windows 8 in the later section of the in the later session. So before talking about the player specifically to build a video player on Windows 8, I want to touch a little bit about Windows Azure Media Services. How's the overall picture of the service itself? Very similar to other Windows Azure services, we build on top of Windows Azure platform. We utilize the platform capability. You can store the video in blob storage and stream the video using the VM in our data center. And we are a platform as a service that enable you developer to pretty much build a very customizable workflow on our platform. You would be able to do video on demand service workflow. You can, you know, ingest the media into our cloud, transcode it, putting content protection and making it available for streaming. And also we have a live streaming capability, allows you to do live ingest and live origin service. And on top of us, usually our media partners and customers, one of them would be Windows Azure Portal, that they build on top of our SDK to provide a really easy to use interface for you guys. Just click a few buttons, the transcoding job could get started. And we work with Azure CDN and partner CDNs to enable the streaming bits delivered from the edge. And very lastly, that was where the client framework I was talking about in the earlier slides. We also developed the client framework, enable you to build video app to consume all the content that you prepared in the cloud. So now I'm going to give you guys a very quick demo in case some of you guys haven't seen Windows Azure Media Services. And we are going to prepare some demo to use for the application later. So I'm going to switch to my machine now. Okay, and this is the portal for Windows Azure Media Services. And we are just quickly going to upload the video and transcode it into the format we need later for our video application. So firstly, I'm going to upload the video. I stored it in the local disk. And I'm going to click on OK. And right now what I'm doing is the video is goes into the Azure Blob storage through the wire. And once this is done, I'm going to refresh the content tab. You will be able to see my video in the storage. Just give it a couple of seconds, and now we are going to encode the video into Smooth Streaming and HLS for iOS devices. And I'm going to use this Smooth Streaming content later for Windows 8 application demo. And I believe the encoding job should be done fairly soon. And while waiting for this, I'm just going to move on to talk about the framework. Okay. So what's the best way to stream media onto Windows 8? There are two Yeah, that's a very good question. So his question is, for each device, do I have to transcode it for multiple formats? So that was actually covered in my last session, which I'm going to demonstrate later as well. It's a brand new feature we call dynamic packaging. Well, allows you to only store your encoded MP4, and you can just ask for the adaptive streaming format such as HLS, Smooth, or Dash. Our server will dynamic package the MP4 onto different adaptive streaming format without you to, you know, keep encoding it and store it into multiple formats. Yeah. And which I will show that in a bit in my application demo. So, there are two ways to deliver media onto Windows 8. The first way is through the browser, and the second way is through building a native Windows 8 application. Talking about IE for Windows 8, there are different flavors of IE you have to understand. First one is IE 10 in metro mode, which you open from the tail. And the second type of IE is IE 10 on desktop, which has full functionality of IE. And the last one is IE 10 on desktop on RT devices, which are those ARM-based devices, like such as Surface RT. Firstly, HTML5 are supported on all of them, but in the format of progressive download, there is no adaptive streaming supported through HTML5 on IE 10. And Flash capability are built into all those players. However, Silverlight is only supported on IE 10 on the desktop. So if your video application is on Silverlight, you have to tell your user to switch onto desktop mode when they try to play adaptive streaming format. Therefore, you know, how about Silverlight applications, the existing ones? How do you deal with that? Firstly, you can still leave that in Windows 8. You know, just leave it on the full mode of Windows 8 IE 10, because we are not going to drop Silverlight support in the future. It still exists as a plugin. It's just not, the version is not getting updated. Or what you can do is what Netflix did, that they are on Silverlight, and they produce a native Windows Store app in XAML, which means that from Silverlight to XAML is really just a porting experience, which I'm going to show you guys a XAML application later as well. And moving on to 8.1, that's something brand new and really exciting, that IE11 starts to support adaptive streaming format, and which we call it MPEG-Dash through VideoTek, natively with content protection. There are a lot of information to chew on for this one sentence. We are going to break down firstly to talk about Dash. What is MPEG-Dash? Before talking about MPEG-Dash, we have to mention what are the adaptive streaming format out there in the industry. There are three major vendor-centric adaptive streaming format. They are Microsoft Smooth Streaming, Apple HLS, as well as Adobe HDS. However, all these adaptive streaming formats are only favored on its own platform, such as Smooth Streaming is best supported on Windows 8 or Xbox, and HLS is best supported on iOS devices. So there are problem comes now. You know, I have one single content. Do you expect me to package into all this format? It's definitely very costly. And therefore, the industry recognizes the fragmentation out here, and they recognize the importance of adaptive streaming, and that's why they're coming out with a brand new industry standard called MPEG-Dash. And what clients support MPEG-Dash, firstly, is the browser, IE11, which I'm talking about. W3C developed two API earlier of the year. The first one is called MSE, Media Source Extension, to enable Dash playback inside the browser. And the second one is called Encrypted Media Extension, EME API, enables DRM acquisition. And IE11 implemented these two API inside the browser itself, and that's enabled the Dash playback with content protection. And there is an open source player called Dash.js, enables the playback with HTML5. And there are the other two player that we are having right now to playback Dash. One is Windows 8 native player framework for Dash, and also Flash OSMF plugin. That's the Dash player I am talking about. So if you wanted to do a HTML5 video player to support DRM, Dash is the only choice for now. And it contributed by a lot of major industry player like YouTube or Microsoft OpenTech. It's open source, everyone free to contribute and free to use. And there is a Dash IF reference client out there that you can test your Dash content with. And now I'm going to show you guys how does that work with IE11. And I'm going to quickly switch to the other machine here. Okay, firstly, I am going to, I think this one is, Okay, so let's take a look at the content we were using just now, and I believe the content should be ready pretty soon. And we are going to use this dash content to see how that gets playback in IE11. So firstly, I'm going to publish this content. When you click on publish button, that was where you are making your media file available for streaming purpose. And now firstly, I'm going to introduce this IE test drive that it has a brand new HTML5 video testing here. If I click on this test page, you can see that that's a video that gets pop up by supported by Windows Azure Media Services. And the content here is in dash format. So I'm going to click on play now. So if we open the network trace right now, you can see that I selected 688 kilobytes per second. And I click on network trace. I should be able to see data fragments coming in right now. And if I zoom in here, just goes back to the network trace. I hope you guys can see that actually the data fragments here, the quality is 688, and the format is MPD times CSF. That's a dash format. And I will be able to choose a lower bitrate, for instance, 477, and I kill the network trace. I play back the network trace again, and now you can see that the quality level dropped to 477 kilobytes per second. And that's a dash content that gets playback within the HTML5 player. And also there are a bunch of other content here. This is a Singtel trailer with DRM protection. And this is a HTML5 player that playback a dash with PlayReady. And you can certainly check it out yourself on the IE test drive on IE11. And also another demo I couldn't really show it here, which is by Netflix. Netflix put up a player here, playback Netflix content through Dash. So right now in the States, because here is in New Zealand, it's actually blocked by Netflix. But if I do it in the States, Netflix now is using HTML5 player to playback Dash content with content protection. So that's really a great industry movement in terms of Dash adoption. And now, since our content is ready, we can actually testing the content we just encoded from the browser into Dash.js reference player. And this is the reference client I was talking about. And firstly, there are some industry content out there. You can check it out. And instead of looking at this, we can actually copy-paste our content which I just encoded from the portal. And that was the dynamic packaging feature I'm talking about. This is in smooth streaming format. And I'm going to put in format equal to MPD times CSF. That's actually force the stream to convert it into dash dynamically. And when I click on load, I should be able to see a video that coming, okay? So I click on load right now, and there is a video that I just encoded and coming out of the player. Oh, we get a little bit internet. That should be fine. You guys recognize him, right? So if I play back again, you should be able to see some internet, right? So there's actually a debug console that you could use to actually see your data fragments coming, okay? That's a great video footage of him, you know, when he gets so stressed by Keynote. That's what he does at night. Okay, so that's enough for the browser demo. I'm going to move on to Windows 8. Let me click on, just quickly switch on my machine here. All right. So I hope you guys are happy with what you see so far, especially the movement with IE11. I will say, to just summarize, the advantage of using HTML5 video is really about the efficiency you are getting onto your CPU, because you are using the browser capability itself. You are using GPU acceleration, so that you actually offload a lot of heavy lifting on your CPU, and that's enable your audience, if they're using very low-end machine, they still be able to watch high-quality video. And that was one of the momentum, why we are pushing HTML5. And another reason is really new browsers are usually shying away from plugin. Like, they don't support a lot of, Flash or Silverlight plugin, especially mobile browser. And the very last advantage is really your user doesn't need to install any plugin anymore. They can just open the browser and they can enjoy the video experience. And I will leave with you guys for some of the reference if you want to get to know about MPEG Dash with IE browser. And the second part of the section is really about building a native Windows Store app. So how can you do that? So firstly, we always recommend you to use Player Framework and Client SDK, which we have different flavor support, C++, demo, or HTML5. And it provides you an easy way to consume Smooth Streaming and MPEG Dash. And also, we support advertisement support and rich analytics. If you look at the pyramid on the right side, we have Windows 8 platform. And on top of the platform is what we call media pipeline. That was the platform capability to sort of rendering and decode your video. And we ship client SDK, which also called Smooth Streaming Extension SDK, to be able to play back Smooth Streaming and MPEG Dash. And on top of that is Player Framework, which have a lot more higher level functionality, enables you to add in advertisement, for instance. And so what is Smooth Streaming SDK? What does that do? Very simple. If you are having an application with a URL /.mp4, you feed that into the platform, which will be, getting by media engine first. The media engine in Windows 8 platform look at the MP4 file would say, hey, I understand that file because that's on my native codec support. And the media pipeline is going to decode your video, render the video, and make it available for your user. So what if now you're doing Smooth Streaming, you want to have content protection? You feed that into the media engine. The media engine will say, wow, I don't understand what /manifest is. Tell me what that is. And that was where you start to, you have to use Smooth Streaming Extension SDK. So what we does is, we know Smooth Streaming is also H.264. We actually unwrap the container, and we feed the H.264 back into the platform. So by using this extension SDK, you are not using any plugin. You are still using the platform capability for decoding the video, which you still have those platform capabilities such as GPU acceleration to save your battery and all that things. And that was what underneath the Player Framework, which we ship as open source at Coplex. And it builds on the capability of Smooth Streaming Extension SDK. And besides of using it to build Windows 8 Player, you can also build it for Windows Phone or Silverlight or HTML5 Player. And it is very well established that has been in the industry for many years. It also have plugin architecture, which I will pointing out later in the demo. So that's the functionality Windows 8 Video Player Framework supports. You can do Smooth Streaming video on demand or live. And we have pretty much all the functionality you need, such as DVR control. We can do player styling, advertising, closed captioning, or multiple audio supports. And now let me go into a quick demo to show how that works. Let me just quickly switch to my machine here. Okay, So I'm going to open Visual Studio. And we are going to build a HTML5 player, okay? So firstly, select a JavaScript Windows Store application, and we are going to have a blank application here. And the first thing is to import the reference. And, And I'm going to add a Windows, Microsoft Player Framework. And click on OK. And click on default.html. And let's zoom in a little bit so you guys can see. So the first thing is to add in the reference that I just imported. Oh, before that, you can download the reference on the Coplex site I was talking about. And it's under download, you will be able to see this player framework for Windows and Windows Phone. And now, since I have already downloaded, let's switch back to the application development page. And the first thing, I'm going to add in some reference. And, Okay, so what I am pointing here is what I just added in the reference folder. You can see here there are a Microsoft Player Framework with CSS and JavaScript. So if we open the CSS file, for instance, this dark theme, it's just a bunch of CSS style for you to style your player. And you could be able to, you know, change it quickly to, you know, maybe apply some branding style on your own player. And it's all clearly laid out here, very straightforward. And after importing the JavaScript and the CSS file, I can just basically quickly plug in a basic player here. Okay, so let's stop a moment to take a look at what does this do. So firstly, DataWing control initializes all the parameters under player framework.mediaPlayer. And the win option is where you can define how your player looks like. I can say the width is 1024 and the height is 720p. And also that's the media source of my my video file. And I can quickly just grab the file that I encoded on the browser, on the portal, which is a MP4 file. And I'm going to just quickly copy this video URL and plug into my player. You could certainly host your video anywhere you want. It's not tied to the backend, but I'm just trying to demonstrate our cloud platform. And now, if I click on Show, I would be able to see the video gets playback in a native HTML5 player. And there is no autoplay, so I click on the play button, and the video gets played. And you may say that that's very simple, right? With only a few buttons, how can I do it more, you know, more complicated player? And that was where I could actually plug in a more complicated player here. It's also another div. Underneath the div is actually the video tag. It's our JavaScript libraries adding the video tag here. And you can see there are a lot more button out there. I could say, can you add in a skip previous button for my video? Because I'm going to have a playlist for my video. There are video guests to play the back-to-back. And also, I want a full screen visible button and also a skip next button. Okay? And you may wonder, where can I find all this attribute, right? That's like pretty important. How can I learn to create my own player? And that's actually showed in the Coplex site. You go to documentation and click on the first one, Windows 8 player documentation. And there is a JavaScript player API reference. And that was where you get to learn all the APIs. And that's where our platform is providing more advanced capability to your player. So after we finish this, we could just click on F5 to compile the application. And now we start to see a more capable player out here. I can actually click on full screen. Let me just quickly...
sharing the serenity and joy of this beautiful day as we come together to celebrate the commitment.
Would you mind moving your hand?
I am delighted.
This video that getting played and that now.
Sorry, I don't update like that.
So that was pretty simple and straightforward. And now the media file that I just played is actually not smooth streaming. It's just simple MP4. So what if I want to play back smooth streaming content? So the first thing we are going to do is to add in a reference. That's what we call a plugin architecture, because if you don't want to use smooth streaming, I just don't add in that reference to your application to make it the size bigger. And now I'm going to add in an adaptive streaming plugin. And the first thing to do is still to add in the reference library. And that's actually pointing to this adaptive JS file. And also another library we have to add in is actually the native client, smooth streaming client SDK. And click on OK. And you may see a little yellow error here. That's because the code is unmanaged, so you have to compile against certain platform, and let's choose 32 bits, just for example. And the yellow arrow disappeared here. Okay, and I'm going to quickly change this to a smooth streaming content. Okay, it's pretty much the same, except I'm going to change this source into the media file I just encoded here. I believe I have published the content. All right, and I'm going to grab this smooth streaming file here and to quickly plug it into the player. And now you can see the media source is slash manifest. That's a smooth streaming content out there. And without doing anything else, we just click on F5. Right now, the smooth streaming will start to get played in native. So I hope you guys find that simple enough, because we really don't want you to spend a lot of time on building the player itself. And also, I mentioned that we support MPAT Dash. So how does that really works is another application I wanted to show you guys here. This actually is a ready-to-go Dash sample player that I plug into Dash plugin. That's also just added through the reference when you download the Coplex package. And very similarly, that it is actually in XAML view. And if I click on F5, this is available to download on the Coplex site. It's a Dash demo, and you will be able to see that you know, it just demo the spec. Sometimes it could get really boring, you know, just video content gets played. But our developer created basically all the different tracks for video track. You can see that
brings you to the land of the gatekeepers.
I'm searching for
go from another player, for instance, you can see, especially from the beginning, the bitrate actually adaptively changes. And right now we are at 790 kb per second. And actually jump from 6. You can see that the data fragment is getting down.
What brings you to the land of the gatekeepers?
Okay, I think that's about the very basic player I wanted to show. And let me switch back to this machine here. Clear layer A. Okay. Sorry, did I break this again? Let me clear this first. Yeah, I want to switch to this one, sorry. This is the by far the most challenging control desk I've ever been. Since we have already successfully played back the smooth streaming content, what if I want to add in some advertisement? There are some of the definition I want to talk about before plug into the ads. The first one is called linear ads. That's the most, I would say, irritating ads on the during the video playback because it takes up the full screen of your video display. And you cannot really get away from it. And the second type of video ads is called nonlinear ads. That's relatively better because it's basically something like a overlay that on the video. However, you still get to see the main content while nonlinear ads gets played. And it always it could be any text, graphic banner or button or video overlay. And the third type of video ads is called companion ads. That usually goes along with linear ads or nonlinear ads. So if you look at the image, the first image, there is a Xbox companion ads on the top, and there is a linear ads going on the main screen. And after 5 seconds, when the ads is over, you can see the main content gets playback. That's a big bunny. And however, the Xbox companion ads stays as a banner there. So throughout the video playback, if your user change their mind, they would be able to still click through the banner to get to know more information. And so how does ad server talking to the player, how do you communicate with ad server? They usually talk the language called VAST. VAST stands for Video Ad Serving Template, and it actually tells the video player what to play. Because when you go to sign up for an ad server for your content, you don't just talk to them by IM. You have to talk to them in certain communication language, and that was the language here. And it is a simple XML, supports by majority of the ad servers, such as like DoubleClick, are using VAST. And there are 5 advertising formats get supported here, which a lot of them we have already talked about. And AdPod is a video format that just getting played back to back. That's how video VAST file looks like. It is something like a bunch of XML tag. And you will always have a linear tag or companion ads that's basically embedded in the creative tab. That's the your advertising information. And if we zoom into the linear tag, you can see actually here I am embedding a 32 seconds advertisement with the following URL. And if you look at the cData tag here, that was where the advertisement is stored on the server. That's the actual URL of the ads. And if we look at one of the examples for using player framework to playback VAST content, let me just quickly switch to my laptop here. Okay, I have an application prepared here which utilize something we call advertising plugin. Very similarly that I still need to import the reference, and which I have already done that. So you can see there is a advertising plugin here. And what I did in this application is under the, it's a HTML5 Windows 8 native store app. And under the default.js file, you can actually see I defined 3 advertisements. The first one is a pre-roll ad, which the advertisement gets played before the main content gets to play it. And I'm saying I'm going to have a remote ad source, and this is going to go through a VAST ad payload handler, and I'm feeding into a VAST URL here. And that's the first advertisement. If we're going to take a look at this VAST URL here, it pretty much defines where your advertisement going to be. There is a creative tag here. And if I close up this tracking event, I should be able to see this advertisement take up 10 seconds. And that's where the video file is hosted, the URL of the video file. Okay, and if we come back here, I schedule another ad, which is mid row, and another ad as post row, all through this XML file, which your ad server can always dynamically resolve this XML file on the real time, so that you may see different advertisements at different time. So if I hit on play button, what happened is right now the player is fetching a remote vast URL to play back the advertisement.
Sorry, I don't update like that.
I am delighted we could share in the serenity and joy of this beautiful day as we come together.
Row ads, and it goes into the advertisement again. And I can even have some click-through URL. Once people, you know, click through the advertisement, it actually goes into a website that you can check out more information. And that's usually when you sign up with a ad server, they will just give you a vast URL. And our player framework save you the trouble to parse the URL to, just get the advertisement source. And that's about VAST. And the next one I want to talk about is, this is A. I'm just going quickly to switch to this machine. Okay. And the next one I want to talk about is called VMAP. Remember just now I sort of hard code the time of the advertisement. I say pre-roll, 5 seconds, and post-roll. What if I don't want to do that? I want the advertising company to define where the ad wants to be. And that's actually defined by another standard called Digital Video Multiple Ad Playlist. And this is also a standard backed by IAB. And it actually defines when you want the ad to be played and how many ads you want in each break. Because, for instance, if I'm getting a movie from Disney called Little Mermaid, only Disney knows what's the best ad opportunity. Disney would say maybe at 50 seconds before the bad guy die, insert an ad. And that was the file that they can use to define that is through VMAP. And that's how VMAP looks like. That you can see the first one, I'm actually having a pre-roll ad. And the second one, I want to display an ad at 5% of my whole video length. And the second one, I'm defining an ad break at 15 seconds. So that's how the XML syntax looks like. And the best part about VMAP is usually it works together with VAST. So during each ad break, you can actually insert a VAST file to define that what kind of ad you want to play at that time. So both the ad and the timing is getting controlled automatically by the XML. So if I would show you guys a demo on VMAP, that would be something pretty straightforward. Let me just switch to my machine here. And I have a VMAP application defined here. Let me just stop on this one. So it's even simpler than VAST. That instead of giving different XML for different ad break, now you can just say, I want a VMAP scheduler plugin, and this is my VMAP file. Just go ahead and schedule all the ads at a corresponding ad break. So if I would open this VMAP file, there's something look like this. Firstly, I have a video for 10 seconds, and that's the video source. And I can actually close up all the VAST file, and I'm starting to schedule an ad at pre-roll, and that's my ad's information. And I'm going to have another ad at 5% of my whole video length, and another VAST file. And that's all it takes to automate your advertising experience for the player. So now we are going to see a pre-roll ad, pretty much the same thing, and. You would go into the
Sorry, I don't update like that.
I am delighted we could...
All right. And I think I have showed... That's pretty much all I wanted to show for advertising. Okay. And what really behind the scene, I just try to quickly recap that you have a video content and you host it with us. And what happened is you only need to know the VMAP file address. And it contains that 5 seconds I want to play a advertisement. And at 15 seconds I want to play another advertisement and also post row. And which you invited the vast XML, which can be resolved at real time by your ad server. Therefore, you're getting different advertisement at each time. And as player developer, what you only need to know is where the video content is and what's the VMAP URL. And then the video content could get resolved in real time, and the advertisement are scheduled accordingly to what your XML file is communicated. And lastly, you just earn money from it. So pretty straightforward. And I want to, that was a lot of company have already used our player framework to build up a video player. The best example I always want, always show in the States is Hulu. Hulu application uses our player framework, and it's really a great application I use on a daily basis. And there is one local example I wanted to show today. It's called Expression. So they are an extreme sports company that they put up a lot of extreme sports video on Windows 8 as well as Xbox. And they hired a consulting company called Object Consulting to deliver this video application. They are an Australia-based company. So that's sort of the architecture they have. If you look at the on the top, the client application, they have an Xbox app. And they have a Windows 8 store app, both of them using Player Framework. And they use our Windows Azure media services to produce content, to have all those content asset management. So if I would switch back to my machine, I will show you guys the player. Let me clear this. Okay, and you can now just find it in the Windows 8 store called Expression. And you can see that they have pretty nice tile of providing all kinds of videos. And we are going to just choose, let's say, live events. And let's take a look at this surfing competition. Any surfers here? No? Okay. And you can see that that's pretty much a very nice layout of their Windows 8 application. And by clicking on play, this is smooth streaming gets played from the Windows 8.
Extreme sports. Action sports. For people, events, and lifestyle, action sports dominate the focus of tens of millions of people around the world. Every action sports participant shares the same bond. An indescribable desire to search for the next ultimate rush. It's an audience which is global. It touches the heart and passion of every level. An audience that embraces the possibilities in the future.
And if the live event's going on, the tab would showing live streaming as well. So that's really a very interesting showcase that I do encourage you guys to check it out, since that's a regional company. Okay, and let me switch back to the slides here. Sorry. Okay. So that's what I want to leave with you guys. If you want to get started with Windows 8 8.1 development, that's pretty much all you need to know. And also, we work with PlayReady Client SDK as well if you want to, you know, deliver premium content. And again, I leave with you guys for this very slide I showed at the beginning, because I understand you might want to try out how that works on different other platforms. You can check out all the information here. All the links are workable, and you can, you know, check it out after the session. And at the very end, I want to share with you guys this quote by Albert Einstein that make everything as simple as possible, but not simpler. So that's really the goal when we build our player framework. We want you guys to have a very simple experience, to be able to insert ads, to be able to, you know, handle all those complicated media playback. However, we understand this place is never simple, right? You have to take care of your customer experience case by case, platform by platform, and what our goal of our service is really to produce the best technology to help you provide a smooth experience to your user. And as said, I will end my presentation here, and thank you very much for coming, and hope you enjoy the rest of TechEd. Thank you.